Back here at Pride in the Park, I'm Rich Larson with Dan Moyer, and we are pleased to be joined by Northfield City Councilor Clarice Graybaugh.
Yeah.
But, Councilor, you're not going to be on the council much longer.
No, and tell us why that is.
I am running for state senate.
Really? Fantastic.
Thank you.
Why on earth are you running for state senate?
Yes.
You know what? I just think I have a lot to offer from what I've learned on the council and being a teacher, and this is a great way to do more for my community.
Well, it's great to see civic leaders like you out here at Pride in the Park. What do you like about what you're seeing out here?
I'm so proud of Northfield for doing this.
Isn't this
such
great?
A joyful occasion. I mean, the turnout last year, our first one ever, was 100 degrees and it was packed. This year's going to be even better. I'm super excited for it.
You know, and the weather's a little bit nicer, a little bit more climate control. It's not 100 degrees. And so want to see people coming out and everything to be part of this, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's just a day to say, you know what, we love each other and we're all here to honor each other, and it's just joy everywhere. So I'm really happy.
Exactly right. So you're actually spending a little time at the City of Northfield booth.
I am. I'm going to be at the City of Northfield booth from 2 to 4.
What do you guys have going on over at the City of Northfield booth today?
You know what? Lucy over there saying hello. We are just there to welcome people and to let them know about all the resources we have in the city, all the ways that you can get connected, serving on a board, all the ways that you can follow what's going on in the council and the different boards and commissions.
Right. How, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Since you've been on the council, what is the city doing for the LGBTQ community?
Well, I think Pride is a great example, and in addition to that, just this coming week, we're going to be reviewing and discussing an ordinance to prohibit conversion therapy for minors and vulnerable adults.
Okay, so what is that?
So conversion therapy is a dangerous, medically discredited practice that tries to change a person's sexual orientation or identity, and it leads to really dangerous outcomes like suicide, depression, and things like that. So prohibiting these treatments, I think, is the right thing to do. It's the compassionate thing to do.
Yeah.
And it leads to a healthier, better community.
Right, right. So if I got this straight, and I think I do, conversion therapy is a young person decides, well, you know what? I'm not straight. And the parents say, well, yeah, you are, and we're going to go send you to talk to somebody who's going to help you figure out that you actually are. Yeah.
In theory. It's a pseudoscience.
Yeah.
Right. It's not real.
Right, right. We believe in science around here.
We kind of do. It seems to work so far.
Yeah.
You know, I like
good
it.
Good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So that's going to be Tuesday. The council's going to talk about that.
We're going to do the first reading, and then there will be a second reading.
Cool. I have to apologize. I'm actually going to miss the council meeting on Tuesday night.
What?
The third council meeting in a row that I've missed because I had COVID before, but I'm going to Chicago. So.
All right.
But our contributor, Kate Kelly, will be there in my taking notes for me and everything.
Okay.
So, cool. Anyway.
Have fun on your trip.
I can't wait. You're running for Senate.
I am.
Clarice, why should people vote for Clarice Graybaugh for Senate?
You know, I hope folks will vote for me because I will work hard to support our schools and increase access to housing and health care and just work to promote the common good and bring compassion into policymaking.
Good.
We could use a little more compassion in policymaking.
Yeah, we could.
We could.
All right. All right. Claire Graybaugh, I promised that we wouldn't have you on for more than 2 minutes, and we are now almost 4.5 minutes in, so thank you.
This is awesome.
Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thank
All right,
you.
Enjoy the rest of Pride today.
You too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.